Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 14th of June, recording at 9:18 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, what an exciting day. This was the day when animal spirits returned to the markets, evidenced by strong gains in global stock markets. The only one that I have seen that was actually down on the day was China's A shares, down very slightly there, and that's only because they're encountering resistance near the former rally highs. Good gains, I say, in most of Asia, very strong in Europe. Top of the list, I think, looks like DAX with a gain of 2.19%. Wall Street, which had a very strong rally yesterday, had good follow-through in here today, up 71 on the Dow, and sort of 0.5% roughly through the main averages. Government bonds, they had a quiet day, and the U.S. Treasuries, though, having been up slightly, slipped a little bit. Those are the futures, down 5 on the 30-year future. And the U.S. dollar, now, as you know, that has certainly been rallying on a consecutive day basis, and that rally slowed in here today, and the dollar is just about unchanged against the euro. It's flat unchanged against the euro right now at 133.11. That may be interesting. Crude oil strong in here, currently up 144 at 67.70. The precious metals rallied in here today, off their lows at any rate. And gold's quiet here, 652.35, but futures contract's a little bit stronger than that. But they're all firmer. Nickel, that's interesting because nickel has taken a beating recently and falling from a little above 50,000 back to fractionally below the 40,000 level, but it was up 1,950 today to 41,800. And all the metals were up today. Some of the soft commodities were quite strong, including cotton, which has been having a good rally recently. The grains and beans closed out with gains again. These are being led by wheat, which is on a bit of a tear, although it closed, gave up a third of its gains in here today, but that's still a pretty impressive performance. So, what's going on overall? Well, after it would be hyperbole to call it a mini meltdown, but after the little scare that we had last week, and the small reaction, certainly smaller than what we saw back at the end of February and the beginning of March, and confidence has returned, I do conclude, that we have seen the reaction lows, whichever were lower, either early this week or last week. Watch those levels on the charts, because as far as stock markets are concerned, that my view is that we would now require closes below those lows, say whatever the low was either last week or earlier this week, we would need to see closes below those levels to indicate renewed downside vulnerability rather than the current outlook, which I suggest is for sideways to higher ranging. Now, where markets had been strong, we haven't had all that much reversion to the mean, obviously, because we just had this little quick stab on the downside, and now markets are pushing back up again quite strongly, where they're likely to encounter at least some temporary resistance near the recent highs, but only temporary because they're all in overall upward trends. So the overall bull trends have not been damaged. All that's happened is that some of them, not all of them, but some of them have become a little bit more choppy. And As far as the bond markets are concerned, I've been mentioning in recent audios and in comment of the day that they looked overextended on the downside. That's bond futures. The sell-offs looked climactic. And yes, it is a bear market in global bonds, but it's going to do it sort of a step at a time. And I think the selling is probably over for a while, and I think stock markets are sensing that as well. And I think bond yields will have to go on another upward tear to switch the current relief that's being shown in most markets to reverse that. Now, incidentally, there is never any risk of the carry trade unwinding here. Remember when we've seen previous corrections, whether it was last year, that May-June correction, or whether it was the sharp reaction that we saw at the end of February and the beginning of March, when there was lots of talk about maybe the carry trade was ending. Well, here's the US dollar at 122.90, and the euro is doing pretty well against the yen as well. That first quote was dollar yen, of course. Now, elsewhere in here, crude oil, very strong, looks like it may be in the process of breaking up out of a current trading range in which it has rising lows. So that's a positive pattern. Gasoline was also strong in here today, up 7. The strength of the commodities, if it continues, will cause some additional anxieties in stock markets, maybe leading to another of those reactions similar to the one that we saw last week and at the beginning of this week, or perhaps a little bit more. But at the moment, bulls have the upper hand pretty well everywhere. I suspect that the dollar's rally is kind of in its last throes. Now, a lot of people are talking the dollar up, which certainly indicates that they have covered their short positions and establish some long positions. If they're right, I think the dollar is due for at least a little consolidation because it shows a short-term overbought. I wouldn't be surprised if the dollar rally hasn't just about had it, but there's no technical evidence of that yet. It's just a little bit of a gut hunch. It's just that short-term overbought condition. And what needs to be said, and so I will say it, is that the dollar needs to show some sort of a downward dynamic, really, to indicate that it's going to range its way back down towards levels that we saw last month. But again, my hunch is, I say, that we've certainly seen the best of this rally, and we may have seen nearly all of it. Now, if that's the case, and if many other people begin to conclude that, I do think that we will see these precious metals push back up towards last month's highs. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I've done a little buying in here today. And then, rueing my caution, I went back in my earlier caution in taking the profits on my leveraged MLW. I picked up some of that again in here today for my leveraged account. Of course, I never sold it in my investment account. I haven't disturbed anything there, where largely because I like the long-term trends. What else to mention? I talked about cotton. I talked about wheat. Strong gains there. I say all the commodities were higher. Undoubtedly, we're seeing some commodity inflation taking place. The risk with commodity markets is pretty well all to the upside, I think. Well, there are some exceptions. Orange juice, which had had a huge bull market and is unraveling a further portion of that. Sugar is currently on its knees, but we've seen that with some commodities that haven't been performing in the rally the way, say, the grains have been performing. Rough rice, incidentally, roared ahead. Some of the Asian subscribers in particular may be interested in that. But I'm saying that some of the commodities that were underperforming have shown some pretty dramatic rebounds in here recently. Lumber is a good example. Cotton, which I'd mentioned earlier on, another good example. So that's one reason why I want to be overweight, remain overweight, that is, in the resources sector. So that's pretty much it. I would expect the Asian markets to get off to a reasonably firm start, at least in the early trading. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.